Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, your essential guide to vague assertions and misinformation coming up on this week's show. Sony finally admits the depth of the PlayStation Network hack as miscreants nab sensitive information from 77 million users. Whoops. Hey, at least the has the new S1 and S2 tablets to announce, although they won't be here till autumn. Here now is the white iPhone 4. Honestly, some Italians posted an unboxing and everything. And brace yourself for the royal wedding. We've your essential Wills and Kate apps. And by we, I mean me. And, lovely Ree Morgan. So just the steadfast Duncan Bell to hold the fort. Welcome.
Hello.
It's very barren in the studio today, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Just the two of us.
I know. And you've just flown in or whatever, run in. I've just cycled in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we roll.
It is how we roll. No. Yeah, because we're doing this first thing in the morning, so I've just come in.
We should explain, because of the wedding nuptials, the royal nuptials, we're doing this on a Wednesday, which just feels very strange.
Yeah, and depending on how long it takes us to get it up, you might even be listening to it on a Wednesday.
That'll be
I don't know how long it takes us to get it up.
My goodness, because it's quite a lot of news this week. But Duncan, first of all, anything happened to you this week?
Nothing to really to put me out, because, you know, with the royal wedding coming up, all I can feel is a kind of warm glow of patriotic pride.
Ah, that's royal wedding fever you're experiencing.
And happiness for the happy couple who are born to reign over us.
Excellent.
In a very real sense. So, and the other thing that's cheered me up this week is I had one of my periodic look through the iTunes reviews of this podcast.
Oh, yes.
Whenever I'm feeling low, I go and I can't believe anybody takes the effort to not only say anything about this kind of load of old cobblers, but they say really nice things. So the first one, most recently, said genius.
Ah.
Simply genius. Well, whilst it's true this podcast will never win any awards for presenting factual information, it is, to my mind, deserving of the word genius.
Oh, there we are.
So that's from Michael Seaman. And then somebody, the next one, and I didn't make up either of these, the next one says, the best podcast in the world.
Well, I think I can heartily agree with that. Yes, both of those comments, bang on the money.
Although, to be fair, it then says, I'm just writing this so Duncan will mention this on the podcast. Well, it worked,
Steve. He knows you well. I'm full of a cold this week.
Yeah, you sound terrible.
In the hottest
worse than usual
weekend week so far. Yeah, I was in Amsterdam on a Stoke weekend.
Oh, that kind of flu.
Yeah.
Amsterdam flu.
Yeah.
Too much...
Fine living.
High living.
It was quite cultured. Actually, we did... I met the winner of Dutch MasterChef. I had a cooking lesson from him.
Really?
That's what I get to on my...
Did he use a Dutch oven?
I don't know what that is, and I'm not going to pretend.
Okay.
That I did. anyway, Tuesday. Tuesday was turning into a good day for Sony. Ah, yes. The sweet sound of media attention. Sony's uniquely styled tablets were unveiled to the world's press. That really was...
I thought that was somebody using the tablet.
No.
It's not as sophisticated as I've been led to believe.
Cameras. Then, late that same evening, this happened. Duncan, prepare yourself, uh-oh, because you need to pick up with a little message from Sony.
Oh, yes.
This happened to 77 million people.
Dear valued customer, we believe that an unauthorized person has obtained the following information that you provided. Name, address, email address, birth date, PlayStation Network password and login. And it is also possible that your profile data, including purchase history and billing address, and your PlayStation Network password security answers may have been obtained. Sorry.
And just to top it all,
out of an abundance of caution, a welter of caution, we are advising you that your credit card number, excluding security code, and expiration date may have been obtained.
OMG. So, how did we get here? Well, here is a handy timeline set to the soothing sounds of elevator music.
It's like your tune. Well, on the 22nd of January last year, George Geo Hot Hots... this is his real name, successfully hacks the previously unhackable PS3 and releases a custom firmware reliant on the console's Other OS option.
Ah, 28th of March last year, Sony announces the removal of the Other OS option from the PS3, preventing the installation of alternative operating systems, such as Linux, and blocking the custom firmware.
2nd of January this year, after declaring he's given up hacking the PS3, Hotz publishes the console's root keys.
9 days later, Sony begins legal action against Hotz with a temporary restraining order and later applications to seize evidence on his hard drives and Twitter accounts.
31st of March, Sony and Hotz settle out of court, but don't announce the decision until 10 days later.
Whoops, because meanwhile, on the 3rd of April, Anonymous declares war on Sony, saying, "Your recent legal actions against fellow internet citizens Geo Hot and Graf Chocolo have been deemed an unforgivable offence."
But wait! On the 7th of April, Anonymous says it's halting any attacks on the PlayStation Network, stating, "Anonymous is on your side, standing up for your rights. We're not aiming to attack customers of Sony."
No. 20th of April, the first signs of trouble for users as Sony turns off the PlayStation Network, later blaming an external intrusion on our system, which it now says happened between 1 and 3 days earlier.
22nd of April, Anonymous denies responsibility for this attack, saying, "We didn't do it," but adding, "It could be the case that other Anons have acted by themselves."
And finally, on Tuesday, Sony admits a massive breach of data and sends a message to all 77 million of its PlayStation Network users. And that is how it all happened.
I've got to be honest, the only thing I really use my PlayStation for is watching Blu-rays, and so maybe I've missed it, but I haven't got that message. I've seen it anyway, so I guess it's Network? Moot, but, you can't get on PlayStation Network at the moment. How have they sent this out? If you can't log on to the network, how are they sending a message via the network?
It's on their blog. What do you make of all this?
Do you know what? Often I'm sat here in this chair when there's like supposedly a big story, I don't know, Antenna Gate, that kind of thing. And I'm like the voice of reason, or of the voice of disagreeing with everybody else, if you want to put it in a different, slightly different way. You know, people go, "Oh, this is terrible, terrible news." You know, this is like the kind of thing that destroys brands and what have you. But if this is as bad as it appears, and it does look pretty bad,
yeah,
I think this is like massive. This is like
Sony share
price. This is like the worst thing that's ever happened in.
Yeah,
consumer electronics.
Sony's share price dipped nearly 3% on this announcement.
Yeah.
And the senators in the US saying they now need to give free identity fraud protection insurance to all their customers and pay for all their check accounts for the next 2 years and all this kind of business.
It's the sheer number of people involved, because also, of course, in America, every single sort of class action legal firm, their ears are going to be pricking up. They're going to be sniffing the air, scenting blood. And 77 million people, even if you make a nominal payment for hardship, hurt feelings,
absolutely,
all the crap that usually comes up in these American legal cases, that's a small number times 77 million, or however many millions of people get involved in the class action.
Well, you only have to compensate them each $1,000, and you're talking 77 billion. Now, I'm not saying it's going to come to that, but
impeccable maths, or even 100 quid each or whatever, and then also the cost of fighting such legal cases, and then. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I don't think you could accuse Sony of trying to cover it up exactly. But in a way, it's almost worse, because it appears, if they're not doing a cover-up, which I don't think they are, it appears they don't have the faintest idea what's going on.
Well,
they don't really know to what extent their systems have been...
Patrick Sabold, who's the Senior Director of Corporate Communications and Social Media, published an update and basically sort of saying, look, the reason this took a week for us to come out and say exactly what happened is we noticed the breach, we didn't know how far it went, we got in security experts, and when we knew what had happened, as soon as we did, we told the FBI, then we told you lot.
Yeah.
So, I think that a lot of people have been saying, well, you've kept us all in the dark. You know, there's some validity in saying, look, we wanted to know exactly how far this had gone.
Yeah,
but they don't know, credit card-wise, they really don't know whether they have been stolen or not. They're saying, we're going to be cautious and say they might have. Security experts are basically saying, if you're on PlayStation Network, if they had your credit card details, cancel your credit card.
Yeah.
You know, treat it as if you've left your credit card in the back of a taxi.
Well, yeah, and it's also the sort of thing that it's just going to put a lot of people off in the back of their minds from using PlayStation Network, and then if they don't have a PlayStation, from buying a PlayStation in the first place.
I mean, it's bad timing as well with Portal 2.
Well, I suppose if you look at it like that, it's bad news for would-be players of Portal 2.
Yeah, well, it's affected the sale. It's Portal 2 is number one on the Xbox chart, number two in the PS3 chart. The Xbox 360 version is outselling the PS3 one by 3-2.
Mm.
So, that's already a dint in sales, people, we've got tweets from people saying, I've gone out this week and bought an Xbox 360.
Yeah, well, it's getting used to Steam, I suppose. That's on PlayStation 3 now, isn't it? But it's, I don't know, it's like you start to think, because obviously Xbox Live is paid for.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, like, maybe this is what happens when you try and run a competing service and you don't charge people for it and possibly corners have to be cut as a result. I mean, it sort of raises all sorts of questions.
You mean Xbox 360, their network's paid for, yeah. PlayStation Network was free feature,
because they were basically playing catch up with Xbox. Yeah. So they're like, our online thing is free, so come to us. But Xbox Live has not been free of problems in its time, but it's never had to announce that, somebody's nicked all of your personal details and might have the details of your credit card.
Yeah, this is also one of those stories that has broken through to the mainstream media. So, it's really hit the fan when that happens. You know, it's not just us talking about it. It's on the BBC News today. It's on Sky.
Yeah,
people are going to hear about it.
It's not often I say this, but this does seem like really, really incredibly bad news.
Oh, dear. Well, okay, Sony, get yourself out of this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in pretty deep, I think. We'll see what happens with the class action.
It takes
lawsuits,
a lot to kind of make me feel sorry for Sony, but this almost has.
Okay, well, there is plenty more where this came from, so let me say, here is the news. It's finally arrived, the white iPhone 4. Yes, after all the will it, won't it, will it ever speculation, the pale-suited iPhone has landed. In Italy, at least, where the first one was spotted on Tuesday. As of Wednesday morning, it isn't in Apple stores here or on its website. Don't keep us hanging on any longer, will you, Apple?
Meanwhile, the website MIC Gadget, we all know that one, don't we?
Yes,
famous, have got its paws on the iPhone 4S. It pictures the updated phone in white, sporting a slightly larger edge-to-edge screen, but gives no details on the innards.
Disappointing. Back to that good news for Sony, the announcement of its upcoming tablets, codenamed the S1 and S2. The 9.4-inch S1 gets an asymmetric design, resembling a folded-back magazine, if you can picture that, while the dual-screened S2 gets a unique clamshell body with two 5.5-inch screens that can focus on different apps or act in unison.
Mm. Both come loaded up with Android Honeycomb, PlayStation Suite for PS1 gaming. Because that was a big hit on that Sony Ericsson Play. Ebooks from Sony's Reader Store plus Sony's Curiosity streaming service for downloading and streaming music and video. Expect them sometime in the autumn.
Nintendo's confirmed that the Wii 2 will launch in the next year with a playable prototype on display at E3 this June. The news comes courtesy of its official investors relations website, which makes reference to the Wii successor system.
Nintendo's also revealed that sales of its 3DS are falling behind expectations. Mm. It shifted 3.6 million units to date, 10% short of its target. Some cheer, though, that users are buying games. Each one's picked up an average of 3 titles to go with their 3D handheld.
I don't know if falling behind by 10%, it's not a huge kick in the teeth, but we're so used to sales exceeding expectations, aren't we?
Yes, that's true. Well, 3.6 million units, I suppose, is not to be...
not to be sniffed at.
Not to be sniffed at.
No.
Well, I mean, like I've said before...
How do they even
predict
how it's going to sell? How do they do that?
I think, as with all things involving financial analysis, they pluck a number out of their asshole. I think that's generally
And then they're
how it
embarrassed
works.
If they don't make it, or delighted if they exceed it.
I think that... Well, I always think the best thing to do is under-promise and over-deliver, isn't it? That's almost
maybe that's
given.
What they were trying to do.
Yeah. Hmm. So maybe it's a disaster. I've said before, and I do think that like the 3DS will be the last Nintendo handheld console. I think the demand for it is not hasn't dried up, but it's running down because smartphones are so good now. Yeah. Mm.
Angry Birds and all that. Time to see what you've been tweeting.
Angry Boits.
To at T3DOTCOM.
Yes. Well, NickV27, Nick Vincent, says, I'm going to do them all in funny voices actually this week.
Oh, God.
Says, is anybody still interested in the white iPhone 4? And the answer comes from Lauk Dummy, Laura G. Damn, I wanted that. I should have wait.
Yes.
I should have wait.
Is that English?
Possibly.
Yeah. Regarding the 4S, the speculated 4S, Bob Thorburn.
Thorburn.
Thorburn. That's
son of Cliff, the Canadian snooker legend.
My contract's due to expire soon, so I'm going to hang on for the 5 or 4S whenever Apple make their minds up on what they're doing. Might be hanging on for a while.
You didn't do the voice.
Sorry. No, I'm not going to try.
No, it's better. Because you know, there's only two of us this week, and like... Oh, hello.
Oh, is that a fire alarm? What was that? The hell was that? What? That was the fire alarm, but it stopped. I'm reassured.
We'll just continue.
Excellent. And finally...
You see what we do for you, listeners?
Finally, Jamie P. UK, Jamie McNally. The PSN outage is shocking. Will we ever get transparency from Sony on its causes? They're kind of being transparent.
Or are they? Or are they lying through their teeth?
Well, who knows?
Have they actually sold all of our data to aliens? Why is nobody asking that apart from me? Why is it only me that's picking up on that?
There you go. I think it all will come out in the wash in the end.
Yes. If you notice somebody on your street who suddenly is like walking around in big fur coats and wearing a massive crown. That might be the guy who's nicked all the credit card details.
Anyway, we haven't strictly got a gadget of the week, but I'm going to play the jingle anyway.
Well, I've got better than a gadget of the week. I mean, Ree brings in a gadget of the week every week, but
yeah,
you know,
what
that's
a loser.
Fine. I've brought in all of the gadgets because what I'm enigmatically and cryptically trying to say is that the new issue of T3 is on the shelves.
Hooray!
Either now or tomorrow if you're listening to this on Wednesday.
Right. So this
clear
is
on that?
This is the Apple v Android issue.
Yes, it's the Apple v blah, 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 blah. It's the Apple v Android issue. Yes, we've been building up to it since about 2006,
lining up on the left side of the model's zip is the iPad 2, the iPhone 4, and perfection. Lining up on the right side of the model's bikini zip, is that a swim?
It actually
costume?
Is a zip, by the way. If anyone's thinking, does bikini zip mean
it's not,
something frightfully rude?
It's not strictly bikini. No. I think it might be an underwear. Is it?
I think it's like a corset. She's wearing a sort of corset
there
come
go.
Pants.
Thank you. Thank you. Is the Zoom, the Incredible S, and Freedom? Is that like a kind of the concept Freedom, or is there something called the Freedom which I don't know about?
You sound like somebody from Star Trek now. What is this Freedom that you humans speak of? You see, because it's iPad 2 versus Zoom,
right.
iPhone 4 versus Incredible S,
it.
Perfection
is what
versus
Apple
Freedom.
Offers. Got it. I see. Yes.
I mean, maybe that's slightly
it all makes sense.
Hyperbolous.
Yeah.
And then it says, which side are you on?
I was distracted by the zip, which is nestled just above her groin.
Yes. Well, and then it says, which side are you on? By which it means, which side of her groin are you on?
Yes.
Which are you on, Apple or Android side? And then anyway, so it's a very, I'm a bit sort of like, oh, let's all grow up and not sort of fight each other.
Let's
over
just get on.
Who's
shall
got?
We? Can't we all get along?
A phone, but it is a great article. I've got to be honest. I mean, as far as mudslinging goes, I think this is like the apocalypse now of mudslinging.
You've taken the biscuit.
We have indeed taken the biscuit.
Excellent.
We got celebrities lining up to declare their allegiance. By which I mean, we've Googled Apple and celebrities, and we found a load of celebrities who like each one.
I see.
We've got Richard Branson saying how much he likes Apple. We got some guy who runs like Australia's answer to Richer Sounds saying how much he dislikes Apple. Then Chris Smith. Remember Chris Smith?
Yeah.
He used to work here.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Yeah.
He moved to America. Well, he's written two great articles, one about what it's like to work for Apple, and one about what it's like to work for Android.
Ooh.
And they're really good, actually. I mean, Chris's work, you know, he's good.
He was
quite poor on the podcast, let's be honest.
What?
But as a writer, he's excellent.
I won't have a bad word said.
No, I'm just being funny.
I know.
And then, it's a great article. And that's just the beginning. I mean, then we've got review of the Atrix,
we've got review of the Playtime.
With
the full 360 treatment done on it, which does actually make it look rather nice.
Yeah.
And I'm glad there's a full explainer of all the Motorola Atrix's add-ons.
Three of them.
Yeah, which I got slightly confused about.
Confused. I think the guy who complained got more confused. And then we've also, of course, got a smartphone group test because...
Just
Apple and Android
Apple
both
Android
make
business.
Smartphones. Well, of course, actually, Android don't make anything. That's the one slight problem I have with it throughout, is that obviously Apple is a company, whereas Android is an operating system. So we're not quite comparing like with like.
Okay.
But that's just me splitting hairs.
Yeah, yeah. So you're comparing iOS with Android. Would that be fair to say?
I suppose we are in a sense, except that we're not really, because we're talking about
the companies,
the corporates.
We're
talking about the tribal loyalties that people have for their phones.
I see. Thank you, Duncan. Now, it may have escaped your attention, but Friday is the royal wedding. Naturally, we wouldn't leave you to face such an event without a tech helping hand. Teether.com has been finding the best apps to see you through the day. Duncan, your pick of these from Teether.com?
Yeah, my favourite was, this might be the most pointless app of all time, actually. This is almost like farting into the void, the kind of text electronic equivalent. Is this app, you're going to have to remind me of its name, but it allows you to send a message.
Oh, note to the royal couple.
Note to the royal couple.
Yes.
That almost sounds like it's the beginning of a joke, doesn't it? Note to the royal couple, you're inbreds.
Hey!
That kind of thing.
Maybe that could be.
You could do much better,
yeah,
Kate.
Yeah.
That, anyway.
Something like that.
Basically, what you do is you sit down, well, if you're particularly tragic, you sit down with your iPhone or whatever, and you type a little note saying, oh, you look so beautiful on the telly, I love your hair. And then it goes off into a big central data repository of this kind of tripe.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody ever looks at it.
Yeah,
again.
I cannot imagine Kate, you know, the next morning.
Sitting there going, oh, we've got a few billion messages of well wishes.
Look at these tragic messages.
And rather cleverly, or perhaps not rather cleverly, it's got a sort of social element. So you can vote for the ones that you like. And I'm going to assume that the ones you like go further up a list if it's on like a website
or
something.
I'm hoping so.
And I assume it's going to be open to public
view,
not only for Kate and Will's.
They're not going to personally be ranking these.
Yeah, because, well, I've got it. I mean, you know, because some people are more cynical than me and some people are ruder than me. And I imagine that some people, unpatriotic people who, with hearts
losers.
Of ice, losers, they might write, you know, messages
that would be less than complimentary.
Go and fun yourselves, you bankers.
Something like that.
I wouldn't, you know...
But the community will then vote those down.
Of course, the community will immediately vote them down and they will be, you know, like flung into the electronic tower, as it were. That's how I visualise it.
Well, I'm going to go for the Royal Wedding video app, which is from ITN. But it's basically pumping out all their Royal Wedding videos.
Well, who's... Oh, ITN's.
ITN's, yeah. So the reason being, I'm going to be there on the day.
You've been invited?
No, sadly not. I'm just going to take my chance. I'm going to go down there because I want to, you know, I want to be part of the atmosphere. But I am basically figuring I'm going to see bog all. So someone actually feeding video clips of what on earth is going on would be quite useful.
That's a very modern idea, isn't it? Like you go and stand in a crowd and watch the thing that you've gone to see on a device that you hold in your hand.
Yeah, basically.
But then, mind you, that's a continuation of like you go to gigs and everybody's watching the gig through the video camera on their phone.
Yes.
What's all that about? But yeah, it's like a continuation of that.
Yeah, yeah. So ITN, I'm relying on you, basically.
Okay.
I'm not sure that's wise or not. But that is about all for this week. Remember, Teether.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday, except this week when we'll be early. Till next week, then. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.